Yeah, she is upset with her maid. She is upset with Abraham. She's upset with herself. She is upset with the embryo called Ishmael. She's upset with everybody because of what she did. And this is exactly what happens when the saints of God do not cling to the promises of God until they come to fruition. When you backslide and try to make the world bring about the promises of God, it will complicate the process. Sarah's problem was that she had no strength to conceive. She had the strength to receive, but Ms. Hagar had the strength to conceive. And the problem was not Abraham, the problem was Sarah. And previously, the only thing between Abraham and his promise was an old lady. That's right. The only thing between Abraham and his promise was Sarah. Because he showed he could conceive with Hagar. He was 85 years old when Hagar came along. Now watch chapter 17. That was 16. Let's watch 17. In 15th verse. And God said unto Abraham, as for Sarai, thy wife. Now notice he's already called not Abram, but Abraham. God has already changed his name. As for Sarai, thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. Sarai means quarrelsome, and Sarah means prince or noble one. So God is doing something in the life of Sarah. And I will bless her, and I will give thee... See, she's not blessed yet. Her womb still can't conceive. I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be the mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. And Abraham fell on his face. See, we talk about Sarah laughing. That old lady, do what? After all the times we've tried and had nothing? And laughed and said, where in his heart, this is where he conceived this, in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? See, Lord, if you'd have showed up, if you'd have told me that 15 years ago when I went into Hagar, things might be different, but I'm 100 years old now. You understand me? And shall Sarah, that is 90 years old, bear? He was 100 and she was 90. And guess what? It ceased to be with Abraham now. God was waiting for his seed to die too. He was waiting where Abraham couldn't say, well, it was me that made this happen. No, it was you that made Ishmael happen. But it's going to be God that makes Isaac happen. And Abraham said unto God, oh, that Ishmael might live. See, he's not too sure about this. He's having trouble conceiving in his mind that 100-year-old man, because he's as impotent as she is now, that this is going to happen. Why don't you just take Ishmael? He's already here, Lord. He's a pretty good guy, you know. I like him. And the Lord said, that's not him. It will be through Sarah, your wife. And the Lord said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold, she's in the tent back there. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. I'm going to start her cycle again. She's going to start having cramps and, pardon me for saying it, PMS and all that kind of stuff. And she's going to go through menopause. And Abraham said, well, wait a minute, Lord, wait a minute. She's going to have the cycle of life again. I'm going to take this 90-year-old woman and I am going to strengthen her womb where she will be able to not only receive, but conceive. Because if she doesn't have the cycle of life, she can't conceive. She won't bear it to maturity. I will certainly return according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah, thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door that was behind them. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age. They were both impotent. And it was ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. But the Lord said, I'm going to strengthen her. I'm going to bless her. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, they both laughed, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord, being old also? We both, you know, it's past both of our time. How is this going to happen? And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Did I hear a little chuckle over there? Is anything too hard for the Lord? I ask you this morning, you that raised your hand and said, I got something to overcome. I ask you this morning, is there anything too hard for the Lord? If there is, we need to find another God to serve. Hallelujah. But the God I serve told an old lady and an old man, you're going to have a son. I'll visit you at the right time of life, and you're going to bring forth a son. And I'll tell you his name, it's going to be Isaac. At the appointed time, I will return unto thee. I'm going to start the cycle running in you, and I'm going to return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. And Sarah denied, saying, she laughed in her heart, and the Lord heard it in her heart. For she was afraid, and he said, nay, but thou didst laugh. Sometimes, we laugh at things we have trouble believing. See, when the you that voted me in here 9 years ago, if anybody would have told me that 7 years later we'd go from $550,000 of debt, put $250,000 to finish the building, and buy a piece of property for $265,000 cash and have no debt and $80,000 in the bank today, I would have laughed. I would have laughed. Because it would have been, I'm like, oh, really? Oh, praise the Lord. I'll believe it when I see it. You see, when something sounds too far-fetched, we want to laugh it off. That's our way of dealing with it. Oh, if the windows of heaven would open, might this thing be? You see, you're going to see it, but you're not going to taste it, is what the prophet told the man. And so many times, don't be too critical of them for laughing, because we do the same thing. If I told you next Sunday we're going to have 1,000 people here, you'd laugh. You'd laugh. Well, I'm not telling you that, so now you can laugh. But we shrug off things because we're trying to cope with our unbelief. So we kind of laugh it off a little bit. But God said, I'll be back at the appointed time. Even though she laughed, Sarah received the word of God as a seed. The word of God is what? A seed, right? That's what it is. Oh, stay with me a few more minutes. The word of God is a seed. She received that in her heart and put it in, like when the Lord told Mary she was going to conceive and going to have a son, he'd be the Savior of the world. She put it where? In her heart. And when she put it in her heart, she conceived it. So things that you put in your heart, meaning your mind, you conceive them, and those things you conceive will come forth because it becomes the embryo of what will be. And then all it has to do is live in you, and it will automatically come forth. No one had to tell Melanie the time for the baby to come forth. She said, it's time. It's time. The baby was letting her know it's time. So Sarah's womb was restored, and the cycle of life began in her once again. I'm talking to someone who needs to be restored this morning. Your joy needs to be restored. Your peace needs to be restored. Your hope needs to be restored. There's things you need to overcome, and God wants to start the cycle of life again. I don't care how old you are this morning. God still wants you to be happy with your life. I don't care what's happened to you in the past, Sarah. I'm here to tell you God can take away all the pain and all the strife of the past and give you something new to hold and call it your own. Hallelujah. A new promise, a new day, a new life. And the cycle of life began again in a 90-year-old woman. Woo, hallelujah. And the Lord showed up. When those two come together, the Lord showed up. And when Abraham didn't have a seed, God gave him one. You hear me? That's why he said, I'll be back at the appointed time. So when they came together and Abraham had no seed, God gave him a seed. Hallelujah. And he quickened her womb that she would have the strength to conceive what Abraham had delivered. Through faith also Sarah herself, watch this, Hebrews 11:11. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age. Why? Here is my closing point. Because she judged him faithful who had promised. I may have laughed, and I may have like, yeah, right, at 90 years old. But Lord, I really would like to have a son. In my heart, really, I received that word. See, I'm acting on the outside like, well, it doesn't really matter, you know. But on the inside, I got to have it. I need it. And there was something changing on the inside of this 90-year-old woman who was really, really receiving the word of God. And I don't know where and what verse it happened. We don't know. But I'm here to tell you, Hebrews 11:11 says, through faith, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed. Not receive seed, conceive seed. Her womb was stricken. Her womb was strengthened so that it was able not only to receive the seed of Abraham, but it was able to attach and be joined to her and become an embryo called Isaac. And all that Sarah had to do once she was pregnant with little Isaac was just grow. And that's what I'm trying to teach you, how to overcome the world. That if you can just conceive the things of God in your mind, then go about your business and let it grow. Hallelujah. Let it go. It will grow on its own. Hallelujah. Just thank God I got an embryo and it will grow on its own. I see the cloud the size of a man's hand. Thank God it's fixing to be abundance of rain. It will grow on its own. I don't have to do anything. I've got the embryo. Hallelujah. When she conceived it in her mind, then God was able to deliver what he had promised. And until you conceive it in your mind, God can't deliver what he's promised. You have to conceive it in your mind. And the promises of God in this life can be delivered to you in this flesh, in this life, if you will conceive in your mind that God wants to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. Amen. The promises of God are not just life eternal. They are promises in this life too. Hope and joy and peace and long-suffering and all the fruit of the Spirit is in the flesh. Sarah received strength to conceive. When did she receive strength? Why did she receive strength to conceive? How did she receive strength? Do you read that last part? Let's read it one more time. Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed. Now let's forget the commas right there and get to the last point. Because she judged him faithful who had promised. I may have laughed. I may have joked about it a little bit. But Lord, I know that you're able. Lord, I know that you're faithful. And she brought that thought. Hear me this morning. She brought that thought into judgment. It doesn't say because she believed him to be faithful. It said she judged him to be faithful. She brought that thought into judgment and said he can do exactly what he says he can do. And when she brought what God said into judgment, judgment is when they go, that's the way it's going to be. You understand that? That's when the judge hits the gavel down and said, that's it, case closed. And she said, case closed, I'm going to have a son. Whoo, hallelujah, and we're going to call his name Isaac. Case closed. And when she judged what God had said, that he could do what he promised, case closed. Hallelujah. So to help you this morning, help all of you in closing, we pray so many times for the Isaac. Lord, give me an Isaac. Give me an oak tree, Lord. Give me an oak tree. Lord, I wish I had a beautiful oak tree with shade and in front of my beautiful home. But he answers with acorns. Lord, I wasn't praying for an acorn. That's the embryo. inside of that acorn is everything you need to let it grow. If you'll plant it and let it attach and be joined to you and your life, and you feed it and you water it, and the mother that has the embryo, she just got to keep living. And as long as she keeps living, the embryo keeps growing. And as long as you keep living and keep believing, then you receive it in your spirit and conceive it in your mind, then all you've got to do is live for God. You hear me? All you got to do is live for God, and God will do the rest. You plant that seed, you water it, sooner or later you will get the mighty oak. And so God doesn't always answer with born. Isaac just didn't come born. He came as the two came together, and God strengthened her womb, and he strengthened him and gave him a seed, and now she's got to carry it to term. Hallelujah. God wants to give you this morning the strength to conceive. We need to quit praying about, God, give me an oak tree. God, give me the house. God, you see, if you pray for a house and then wanted for it, right? We need to have the ability to conceive the embryo, the confirmation that what God said will be. Now, if God doesn't want me to have it, why do I keep praying about it? And believe God. If God doesn't want me to have it, then let's go on with life. Let's live for God. Don't let it bog you down while you keep believing for something God doesn't want you to have anyway. Are you with me this morning? Hallelujah. Clap your hands to the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. You got 10 minutes to take a break. Brother and Sister Moore is with us this morning. They're going to preach the second half, so get ready for morning worship.